you believe in the creed?
Tyler?
Creator, like,
yeah,
creator,
like Tyler?
Of all existence.
Oh, no, that?
No, that's the creator of all existence.
If by that you mean Spanky right here, then yeah.
So you don't believe in, like, a creator for the world?
Spanky created everything.
That's like a... Okay, so, like... What would be your view for, like, religion? Or do you just not believe in any?
I believe that Spanky created everything.
Well, is Spanky always here?
Nobody knows.
How about...
Spanky has chosen not to reveal that knowledge to us.
How about the great-great-great ancestors you can't see?
No, they did not create the world.
But the creator of the first human did.
Yeah, so I don't know what you're trying to get at here, but Spanky, who's right there, created literally everything.
But Spanky wasn't here before Earth.
You don't know that.
But your house wasn't always here.
Yeah, so Spanky is not my house. I don't know. That should have been extremely obvious.
Spanky is a toy.
That? That's just a graven image.
Do you know cell theory?
Wait, so you think, Yahweh created the world?
Yes.
That's just a sound that comes out of your larynx. You actually think that sounds that come out of your larynx that haven't always existed created the earth?
That's just a name. That's the
and
name.
That's just a graven image. All right, we're on the same page. Cellular theory? Did you ask me about cellular theory?
Cell theory, yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
See, life can only come from life, and so the creator is the only explanation.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know what an argument from incredulity is?
No, it's observed. Like, humans create life, like birds create life. Actually, it would take, it would be non-evidential to say abiogenesis, because you don't have any evidence of that.
Okay. Do you know what the weather is?
Like, you know, the different, like, environmental changes, like sunny day, snow,
sure.
Rain.
Sure. Do you know, like, what hurricanes are, for example?
You know, like, there's a lot of water.
I guess that's basically like true. So anyways, do hurricanes come from non-hurricanes? The answer is yes, just so you know.
They come from particles, though. You know,
do they come from non-hurricanes?
It's not from nothing, though.
So this is a yes or no question. Do hurricanes come from non-hurricanes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So things can come from things that aren't those things in and of themselves, right?
This doesn't disprove cell theory, though.
Correct. Your argument does not disprove cell theory.
It's like saying you use the ingredients to make a pizza.
Oh, you're talking about that? And then all life comes from cells or whatever.
Oh, just life comes from life. You know?
Sure. Where did the first life come from? Could it have come from non-life? Do you think that that's not possible?
No. You would have to show like a rock becoming life. Or water becoming life. And if you can't show those, then you're not showing observable things in
nature. So what if I combined rocks with water and that created life?
No observable in nature of this. It's just like saying what ifs.
Okay. So what evidence do we have that your God did it?
Because cell theory.
What evidence do you have that your God did it?
What year are we living in? That's because
what year do you have, or what evidence do you have that your God did it?
The 7 days to, you know, the 7 days week.
So the question is, what evidence do you have that your God did it?
Well, we didn't get to the what. We're just talking about the creator itself.
Yeah, no. So the question is, what evidence do you have that your God did it?
7 days week, the year we're living in?
Yeah, so the question is, what evidence do you have that your God did it?
I wasn't in the past, so I wouldn't have that evidence. Like saying, what evidence do your great-great-great ancestor have? Like,
so why should I believe it?
Because cell theory, life creates life. Do you reject?
So what I asked you was evidence of your specific thing. I didn't ask you to explain something else. I asked you to tell me why I should believe your claim.
There's the historical records of Jesus.
Yeah. So the question was, why should I think that your creator created life?
What evidence would you take?
Literally anything, and you've produced literally nothing.
So you know, like all the evidence we have is from previous people, like saying it, right, and like writing it down.
So the question is, what evidence do you have that your God created life?
The historical records.
So what evidence do you have that God created life? Are you telling me that because somebody wrote it down in a book at some point and that story has been passed down, that's your evidence that a book says so?
Yes, and cell theory. Can you debunk cell theory? So like, can you even
No, I think that cell theory existence? Is true.
So who do you think came before the first human?
Some other species of primate like us. So life, cellular life, operates according entirely to physical chemistry. There's absolutely no miracle involved whatsoever in life. And chemistry is what would have beget the first replicating units that we would call life. They might not actually have been cells. They may have been something closer to like viruses that have protein capsules or something instead of like a lipid membrane. Or maybe it was like a lipid membrane sort of thing. So life is chemistry. Chemistry begets life. No miracle is required.
So why can't you make a rock become life spontaneous? Why does this happen in nature?
Why can't I make a hurricane? Why can't I create a solar system? Why can't I create a black hole? Well, these things don't exist. Or they can only be created by miracles. Do you think that hurricanes are created by miracles?
No, because the creator
right.
created everything
so
in this
not
world.
Knowing how to do not having the technology to do something or not knowing the recipe or not knowing how to put something together does not mean that some sort of super miraculous creation is responsible for it. That's called an argument from ignorance. Incredulity, actually. I have no idea how this works. Therefore, this thing that I don't have evidence for, but I don't know how it would have happened otherwise, is the explanation. Dumb.
No, if you believe cell theory, though, you'd have to believe all of life came from life. So then you would have to believe that
life is chemistry. Yep, there we go. Nothing wrong with that.
Then that would mean you believe life came from non-life, so you'd be debunking cell theory. So you would not
no,
believe cell
No, life
theory.
Is chemistry, so chemistry would have beget different types of chemistry that form living cells.
What are the characteristics of living things?
The characteristics of living things are not the definition of life. That's not what life is. That's what life does. Huh?
Definition of life.
Oh, my favorite one is a self-replicating chemical system capable of Darwinian evolution. So when you say life is made of cells, that's not what life is. That's like saying
able to create life. That does these things.
So as I was saying, when you say life is, and then you list characteristics of life, like life is made of cells, that's the equivalent of this. This is the example I usually give. What is a car? Well, car go vroom. That's not what a car is, okay? So, now that we've...
Moving automobile, you.
That could be a bicycle or... Well, it could be a motorcycle, rather, or an airplane, or whatever. So, anyways, I don't care about breaking down the definition of what a car is. That's uninteresting. See, so, you said the creator can do this?
Yes.
Did you say only the creator can do this?
Yes, because they're on a higher plane.
Now, tell me how you know that the only way you can get life is through a creator.
Because before all of life on Earth, there had to be a life before, which would be the creator. That's the process. Unless you can debunk there being no life
before. So that's just a different claim. And you could go ahead and just prove that one if you want to. But so you take this whatever direction you want. Prove that additional claim you just made, that there is a living creator, or try again with the whole, the only way you can get life is for a miraculous being to make it.
Yes, okay, another thing. This existence has limited entropy, so you know it's not infinite. That was not always here.
That's fascinating, and we're not going to talk about that because I absolutely cannot stand when people... change the subject. So what we're talking about is, how do you know that only a creator, a god really, can make life appear? How do you know that life cannot appear naturally through physical chemistry?
Because it debunks, it goes against cell theory.
It literally doesn't.
You'd have to show one example spontaneously in nature of non-life like a rock or wind becoming a life, and then you would be disproving me, but there's no evidence of this.
Well, I would say we have extremely strong evidence that life arose in this way. We cannot travel through time, okay? So this whole idea of you weren't there is idiotic because I could literally just claim that anything that happened in the past never occurred. Okay, so we're not going to do that because that's fucking stupid. So instead, we can look at the evidence we have available to us. Is there anything miraculous about life? No. What is it that governs and controls life? Simple, well, maybe it's not simple, but physical chemistry, something that we understand to an extremely high degree. We understand how life operates. We don't know how yet to put the ingredients together to create it, but everything about life suggests that it... arose naturally on our planet because it's not miraculous in any sense. If it was completely inexplicable the way it operates, then we'd have to conclude there's absolutely nothing that we can point to that we know of that even could be part of the explanation for where life came from. But that's not the boat we sit in.
Why is there not life on other planets?
We have no idea if there is life on other planets. That was an insanely arrogant thing for you to say.
So there's more evidence that cell theory, biogenesis is more supported. You know, it's just saying like 1 + 1 = 2 and then saying like 1 + 2 = 3 when that's not possible. It's either abiogenesis or embiogenesis. Like you can't like, it's like using
both. Do you know how computers work?
Chips.
Do you know how computers work? I didn't ask you what is in a computer. I could tell you what's in living things. Nucleic acids, proteins, amino acids, sugars, etc.
It uses the bit system to send out colors.
Yeah, so do you know how a computer works?
The bit system, yes.
Do you know what bits are?
It's a binary system.
Do you know what that is?
Small metals.
That was unbelievably bad, even for you. So, could you build a computer from scratch?
Yes.
You could take literally raw ore out of the earth, raw silica and titanium and whatever else, and make a computer?
Yes, there's already previous, there's already like previous
you could
examples
do that.
To do it.
You could do that.
Yes.
Really?
It's just like people imitating like the, creation.
I don't know. You're either a halfway decent troll or you just actually really are this dumb. So let me just make the argument on my own behalf instead of yours. I have no idea how computers work. And I've never seen therefore computers run on magic. Like, yeah, people put the parts together, but what actually makes them run is magic. Cause I have no idea how they work. Therefore it's magic. So do you see how this is analogous to, well, we don't know how life can arise from raw physical matter. Therefore a magical creator being did it.
No, you can actually research, like, if you really research computers, you know, I'm very educated, you can really, like, learn how to do it. It's just you got to dedicate time to it.
Yeah, for the sake of the argument, I don't know how to do that. Therefore, I'm going to claim that it's magic.
But cell theory would debunk that. See, evidence and reasoning, not just saying.
It literally doesn't. So do you think that it is impossible that in the future we will be able to create life from just out of raw ingredients, just from raw atoms?
Yes.
You think that that's impossible?
Yep, just like gravity will always be here.
Yeah, that made sense. So you believe that it's impossible for you to be wrong, I guess.
Yeah, I'm using the laws of the world. It's like it would be another world where that is possible.
Well, have you ever heard that the law of conservation of matter and energy?
Yep.
Matter cannot be created or destroyed. Therefore, the universe is uncreated. Wah, wah.
Yep. So actually, that supports wah, that wah. The creator created.
Nope. Because it's not created. Wah, wah.
Why would someone on the? It's like saying 3D versus 2D. It has higher properties wah, than wah. The world you're living in.
So what I said was, wah, wah. It can't be created. So there.
Then why is the world not infinite?
The fuck does that mean?
If it's not created, the world would be infinite because it would always be here by your logic. If the entropy is limited,
you think infinite and eternal are the same thing?
If you believe the energy was not created, then it had to always been here. It couldn't have been created then by your logic.
What? Infinite and eternal aren't the same thing.
So if it was just here and not created, when would there be a time period from when it was created?
No. It's uncreated.
So there would be no time period until it would be infinite. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's in logic.
Yeah, once again, infinite and eternal are not the same thing.
What's the difference between those?
Like infinite, you could, like if you were trying to talk about time, you could say that they are the same thing, but something could be infinite and like have a volume to it or a size to it. But it's completely separate from the concept of time. Like something can be infinitely big. When is it infinitely big? That makes no sense as a question. When is something infinitely big?
It never is, exactly. It's cool to say something isn't, if it's created.
Why am I talking
then
to
there's
you?
A time limit. How did you know the world was existing?
No, because it's uncreated. It just exists.
But the world has limited entropy and it's not going to last forever.
Yeah, that's fine. It can. That has nothing to do with whether or not it's created.
Came before the Big Bang.
So you're saying because the Earth won't last forever, it cannot have existed for an infinite amount of time stretching backwards. I agree. I never said that.
Well, if you think energy can be, if you think that the energy was created. Not created and it was just there, then it would be infinite.
Nope. Eternal, sure. Not infinite.
Oh, it would be infinite because it would just be there. And it would be, you can keep going back.
It could just be there. We get to a point where it just exists and no time passes. And then the universe evolves into this current state where time passes. There you go.
What if you're outside time?
If you could tell me what that actually means, then that would be fascinating. Go ahead.
Okay, so you know about time dilation and gravity. So before the plans were made, there was no gravity. So now you can explain
literally false.
That the creator outside of the existence we're in created everything, and so that's why there's limited time and there's limited entropy because it was made like that.
So I completely forgot what you originally said. Oh yeah, what does it mean to be outside of time? So you didn't even try to answer that question. So what does it mean to be outside of time?
You're on a higher boundary level, so you're not affected by the boundaries that we're in. So like time, you know, you would say like the processes that occur, like your body degenerates and stuff, and the creator would not be susceptible to that.
Yeah, so in a roundabout way, what you said is to be outside of time just means that you're not subject to time. So that's, could you actually answer the question, what it actually means to be outside of time? Like, I can tell you what it means to be outside my house. I can tell you exactly what a house is, and then I can show you me being outside the house. So what does it mean to be outside of time? Rather than just saying, it means that you're not subject to time.
Okay, a great example would be like, okay, you have a paper and you're drawing on the paper. When you draw on the paper, you're not in the paper, you're outside of the paper, and that's what it's like.
Yep, I know exactly what it means to not be a piece of paper. So what does it mean to be outside of time?
It's just like that, like the paper's the 2D, you're the 3D, you're not affected, you're not bounded by 2D levels.
I'm going to ask you exactly three more times, because it'll stop being funny after that point. So what does it mean to be outside of time?
It means that you always existed.
So to exist outside of time means to be eternal?
Yes.
Okay.
The creator always existed.
Okay. I'll just claim the universe always existed. There.
That wouldn't debunk cell theory.
I'm not trying to debunk cell theory, and you're not trying to prove cell theory.
No,
in fact, according to your belief system, cell theory isn't true. So I'm not really sure.
Why not?
Okay, did the first cell come from a cell?
Came from the creator.
Insert DJ Khaled meme. Yeah, great. So you don't believe in cell theory.
Do you know what exceptions are?
Am I allowed to have exceptions?
Not if it's illogical.
That's kind of fair, I guess. So what's illogical about life, which is only chemistry, being produced from non-living chemistry? What's illogical about that?
Because, okay, the creator's on higher power, so they can do that.
So I didn't ask you anything about a creator. What I said was, what's illogical about life, which is only chemistry, being begotten by different types of chemistry?
Because there's no observable examples of this.
Is there an observable example of your creator doing anything?
Well, I'm not in
no?
the past,
okay.
But cell theory. From the moment that the first life existed, you would have to prove, you would have to debunk that, you'd have to just show that a non-living thing.
No, you have to, well, okay, I don't know what you're actually arguing. So this is very convenient how you're like, look, my claim is true, and I know it's true because everybody else's ideas, according to me, they haven't proven any of them. So guess what, Cupcake? Abiogenesis, the natural, organic, whatever, appearance of life on this planet through physical means is true. And how do I know that's true? Because nobody's ever seen a god do anything there.
So you disagree with cell theory? It's either one or the other.
I literally just debunked the god you believe in, so.
It doesn't debunk.
Yeah, it does. Do you have any evidence? Has anybody ever seen your god do anything?
Seen your great ancestors? It's the same question. How am I supposed to prove something I'm not there for? But you could find evidence
that's consistent with it. That's what you could do. We had this conversation already.
Yeah, cell theory would be consistent. Life making life.
Is life miraculous?
No, it's created.
Is every it miraculous?
Nope, it's by design.
Is there any miracle that happens when a living thing does anything?
It's not a miracle. It's created.
So then why is a miracle required for life to exist if there's nothing miraculous about it?
The creator created it. That's not
a miracle. So the question was, your creator doing things is not miraculous? A supernatural being doesn't do anything other than perform miracles.
What was the definition of a miracle?
Something that suspends the ordinary like laws of physics or whatever.
Randomness can't be designed, is not designed.
God, you are just a random thought generator.
So can you show randomness creating design? Is there any drawing that was just came out that spawned in nature? Is there any computer that just came out in nature by itself?
Well, the universe, some people think the universe kind of is a computer, so.
So there's no computer that just came in out of nature. It was the human mind that critically thought that created these things, just like the creator created the world. It's the same logic.
The same logic. And all the people what does that prove? A creator created the world because it has to be created, therefore a creator must have created the world?
Randomness can't lead to intelligent design.
There is no intelligent design. Also, the laws of physics aren't random, so you have two non sequiturs.
Yeah, the creator created all those laws.
All these laws? Laws?
Yeah, it's like gravity.
Laws?
Like laws of conservation.
Yeah, what evidence of that do you have?
Evidence you have abiogenesis in nature.
That life operates merely under physical chemistry, and so chemistry would have beget life.
Okay, so rocks have elements in them. Why aren't they living? Why isn't water living? It's an element. It's chemistry. That's not debunking the argument.
Why aren't dead things living?
Because their bodies degraded which would not uphold the functions while they're living.
Okay, so you can have something that is literally indistinguishable from life, but it's dead. So what's the difference?
It's like saying, they lived.
Yeah, what's the difference?
They have cells. They have alleles.
No, the dead thing has cells and alleles. So what's the difference?
It's functioning.
Yeah, and what? Yeah, so what's the difference?
That's the difference.
That it's functioning? And what is it that gives it those functions? The magical spark of life? The blood of Christ? The breath of life? Or is it just some chemical interactions in the cells?
The design made it that way.
Yeah, like so I didn't ask you what built it. I asked you what the difference is. And it sounds like it's literally just some chemical interactions within the cells. So you agree that the best explanation to describe the difference between something that's living and something that is not is just a particular type of chemistry. Absolutely no miracle is required here. Anyways, anything you want to say before you go?
Yeah, you know, research more religion, you know, come to the creator and you'll see the light. Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'm not coming on anything, I can promise you.